The White House is unveiling a plan today that will address the surge in gun violence plaguing American cities. President Biden is promising to crack down on illegal gun sales and boost funding for community anti-violence programs. And later today, Attorney General Merrick Garland will meet with local officials that are trying to solve the problem. That includes Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott, a Democrat. He joins me now en route to the White House. Mayor, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back on the show.
So the Biden administration points out that homicides in big cities were up 30% last year. And I know you've seen a spike there in Baltimore. What's your message to the White House today?
Well, the message is very clear that, one, we appreciate the White House understanding that this is a national public health issue in cities across the country, but and more importantly, that this White House is doing what hasn't been done before and thinking about the disease of gun violence far beyond not just putting it at the burden of police, but understanding the need to have community-based and public health-based interventions into dealing with gun violence. And we have to. In cities across the country, have to, as a country, start to deal with the flow of illegal guns coming into our city.
Okay, well, the Baltimore Sun is reporting that your city has already had more than 160 homicides so far this year. That is up from last year. Do you have an explanation at all for why that's happening?
Well, it's actually a 6% increase versus last year, and we were the exception last year where we had a decrease and most major cities had. But we have to understand this. We know, for me, gun violence in Baltimore is why I ran for public office. I saw my first person get shot before I was 10 years old, and this disease has been plaguing my city for as long as I've been alive and even longer. But what we're seeing, we know that the pandemic and the hardships have forced people into things that they normally wouldn't do. We know now in our city that there are basic small conflict leading to people dying. We know that these illegal ghost guns are in our city at a much more higher rate than they were even last year. And we have to understand that the connectivity to all that are the guns and the inability for us as a nation really to deal with creating systems that get people out of poverty and dealing with trauma, dealing with behavioral and mental health too.
And we can hear that you're actually in the car right now speaking to us. You're on the way to Washington, D.C. to speak with the Biden administration. The White House says one of the plans it has to deal with this problem is to create a new strike force that would crack down on gun trafficking in five regions, including there where you are in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Do you think that will help stem the flow of illegal guns into your city, into Baltimore?
Absolutely. Listen, I met with our special agent in charge here 2 weeks ago, and we talked specifically about this. Baltimore, we became the first city to have what we're calling a firearms intelligence unit. We partner with every town for gun safety to develop a software for this unit of detectives that work out of our office to go after these folks because we know 63% of the weapons we recovered in 2020 came from another state. And with the transportation issues that people in the neighborhoods that have the most violence face in Baltimore, we know they didn't go to Virginia or West Virginia or Florida or Georgia or North Carolina to purchase this gun. They're being trafficked into our city. We have a great working partnership with our ATF, and we're very excited about seeing that expand now because it will help us.
President Biden is also calling for more money for violence prevention programs, and specifically for the city of Baltimore. And I know this one hits close to home for you because many people in Baltimore are still grieving the loss of a man named Dante Barksdale, who led a program there called Safe Streets. He himself was shot and killed in January. Does that at all give you any pause about whether programs like that actually work and are the solution to this problem?
It does. It doesn't. And Dante was like a brother to me. It absolutely doesn't. It makes me want to go harder. And I said that when speaking about Dante right after he passed. He would want us to go harder and further. We know the program works, right? A neighborhood in Baltimore where we had a Safe Street site when I was a child wouldn't go a month without a shooting or a homicide. But Cherry Hill has gone not once but twice an entire year without having a homicide. And you've seen similar results in other neighborhoods, and that's why we have to expand the work of Safe Streets. Dante died doing what he did, trying to prevent someone from taking someone else's life. And we owe it to to him, to build upon his work and expand his work through the legacy of what we're trying to do. Because we know it works. It's been proven to work. Women lie, men lie, numbers don't. The numbers say that safe streets work. And I'm thankful to the president and his administration for understanding that it's time for us to invest in this community-based violence interrupted work in a big way.
Brandon Scott is mayor of Baltimore. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.